Sports with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mullion Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Brad Biggs now joins us on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Visit HRIFamilyFun.com today. Good morning, Biggsy.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, I'm reading you in the Tribune. I'm reading you on the National Football Post. I'm following you on Twitter. You're always on Twitter. Well, you tell me.
Oh, there's plenty going on. Here's the deal. Jamarcus Webb is going to keep his starting job going into this game, but he is going to have to play better because they're no longer sitting around talking about his potential. I think it's reached a critical point. Some people are surprised or disappointed that he has not been benched, but you need to remember that it was a pass protection breakdown across the board. Jay Cutler was sacked on the first offensive snap a week ago in Green Bay, and that was when Matt Forte missed a blocking assignment. There was at least one other sack that went on the running backs. And then, in my opinion, there were probably three, but at least two sacks where Cutler, they were coverage sacks, and Cutler needs to get rid of the football. So if you take two to the backs and at least two to the quarterback there, you're now down to three sacks, which is certainly a more manageable number. So Webb isn't the only guy to blame here, but Jonathan Scott, who they signed 10 days ago, has been getting some reps with the first team at left tackle. Oh. And the first thing that comes to mind, gentlemen, is that that speaks volumes about where they are with Chris Williams.
Why is he on the team? I mean, you change left
play
guards.
Anywhere, yeah.
I'm just saying, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, I think what they would explain, and they haven't said it, but that they know what they have in Williams, and they don't know what they have in Scott, so they're going to put him out there and take a look at him. But listen, Scott was a former fifth-round draft pick. He was cut by the Steelers there in July. He went to the Lions. He quickly got a minor knee injury that sidelined him there, and then he was on the street. So I get these Twitter messages, hey, could he show real promise at left tackle? And you just kind of have to scratch your head and think, hey, come on. The guy was on the street. He's on the street for a reason. He's got 28 career starts since entering the league. He did start five games a year ago for the Steelers and nine games the year before that in Pittsburgh. So he's got some relatively recent playing experience. But it would be a Band-Aid on a big wound, I think, is how you'd probably describe that.
He's Brad Biggs, our visit with our buddy Biggsy, sponsored by PatrickBMW.com. And Biggsy, we just talked to Reuben Brown. We all know the ideal is to keep the same five guys together and get them to work as a team and improve. And last year, Mike Tice settled on a group of five pretty quickly. But now here you've made the move with Spencer. It sounds like Jonathan Scott's next up, and then maybe Chris Williams if he doesn't work out. What happened to the schemes are going to make this thing better, and Creamy's going to anchor the right side so you can help out Jamarcus on the left side? Is all that out the window? Now it's just moving guys around and hoping against hope that some five come together by week 12?
No, I don't think that's all out the window. They got they got beat across the board by the Packers. Dom Capers came up with a plan that was superior to what the Bears were trying to execute. The Bears didn't. The Bears' plan wasn't executed as it should have been. There were breakdowns, like I said, Forte, and I'm not pinning everything on Matt Forte here. He was the only offense they had going in that game, really, when you think back to it. But on a play where the running back misses a block on a play-action play where you got a shot to go deep down the field, things just got derailed for him. So I would expect a much better outing here against the Rams, but as a couple other people have said, here's the thing. You need to see how this Bears team reacts again when it's put in an adverse situation, and there's some big games on the schedule that aren't too far off. There's a Monday night game in week four down in Dallas. Coming out of the bye, they host the Detroit Lions at Soldier Field in a Monday night game. There's a Sunday game against the Texans. There's a Monday night game out in San Francisco. So there are some big games coming up where you want to see how the offensive coordinator adjusts during games. You want to see how the quarterback handles some adversity. There's a lot we don't know about this team, and they should get things righted here against the Rams, even if they don't have Matt Forte on Sunday.
All right, Brad, hold on a second. We're going to get to our guy, Mr. Mark Grody, with a scoreboard update. Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Let's get back to Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune covering the Chicago Bears. And Brad, I guess as we sit here and talk about this game, you know, a couple of simple things. I mean, if they don't give up a sack on the first play, that's progress. And obviously, they need to not throw picks. Jay Cutler needs to protect the football. If they do that, and he's done it for the most part in games when he's had the big blow-up interception games, four-pick games, five of them now. I guess each of the other four, he came back and prevented himself from throwing multiple picks. He only threw one in the previous, I guess it's four total, so the previous three games. That's a good sign. I mean, if he protects the ball, if it reminds him to hang on to the ball, they should be able to get past the Rams at home.
Yeah. The Rams have got some great cornerbacks. They spent a lot of money to bring in Courtland Finnegan and add him to the mix. Courtland Finnegan, a guy, of course, who was a seventh-round draft pick, really took off and blossomed under Jeff Fisher in Tennessee. And when Fisher went to the Rams, it was a natural fit for him to head there. And then Janoris Jenkins, they drafted him in the second round. Jenkins was a guy with a he had a moving van full of luggage. This guy had so many issues.
Down by the river.
In college. But the Rams said, hey, we love the talent, and Fisher's the kind of guy that's willing to work with guys and get them headed down the right path. And, you watch Jenkins play, and he can do everything that you would possibly want a cornerback to do. So they've got some really talented corners that are a little deficient at safety. So Cutler should have some opportunities to make some plays. And you're right, in the past when he's had these awful turnover games, he's rebounded by taking care of the football. And I think part of that is probably the game plan going in, where they scheme some ways to not let Jay cut it loose like he did the previous week. And he's got to be mindful of what he's doing back there, because as easy as it is to blame the offensive line for some of the problems, listen, he had very poor mechanics in throwing those interceptions against the Packers, and those are easily correctable Jay problems. He can't look at his teammates and say, that's a YP, not an MP. No, that's a my problem when it comes to Jay Cutler, when he's repeatedly trying to throw off his back foot.
All right, Biggsy, you're the best. Great catching up.
He didn't even have to Google that. He knew that himself. Thanks,
we'll
Biggsy.
Talk tomorrow, boys.
All right, we'll look forward to it. Tomorrow we'll get Brad's pick, among many others. Mully and Hanley on the score.